Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Number the Stars by Lois Lowry, narrated by Christina Moore. And now, Number the Stars.
Chapter 1. Why are you running? I'll race you to the corner, Ellen. Anna Marie adjusted the thick leather pack on her back so that her school books balanced evenly. Ready? She looked at her best friend. Ellen made a face. No, she said, laughing. You know I can't beat you. My legs aren't as long. Can't we just walk like civilized people? She was a stocky 10-year-old, unlike lanky Anna Marie. We have to practice for the athletic meet on Friday. I know I'm going to win the girls' race this week. I was second last week, but I've been practicing every day. Come on, Ellen, Anna Marie pleaded, eyeing the distance to the next corner of the Copenhagen street. Please? Ellen hesitated, then nodded and shifted her own rucksack of books against her shoulders. Oh, all right. Ready, she said. Go, shouted Anna Marie. And the two girls were off, racing along the residential sidewalk. Anna Marie's silvery blonde hair flew behind her, and Ellen's dark pigtails bounced against her shoulders. Wait for me, wailed little Kirsty, left behind, but the two older girls weren't listening. Anna Marie outdistanced her friend quickly, even though one of her shoes came untied as she sped along the street called Östbrogade, past the small shops and cafes of her neighborhood here in northeast Copenhagen. Laughing, she skirted an elderly lady in black who carried a shopping bag made of string. A young woman pushing a baby in a carriage moved aside to make way. The corner was just ahead. Anna Marie looked up, panting, just as she reached the corner. Her laughter stopped. Her heart seemed to skip a beat. Halt! The soldier ordered in a stern voice. The German word was as familiar as it was frightening. Anna Marie had heard it often enough before, but it had never been directed at her, until now. Behind her, Ellen also slowed and stopped. Far back, little Kirsty was plodding along, her face in a pout, because the girls hadn't waited for her.